UK now being in recession. Official figures show the economy contracted by 0.3% in the final 3 months of the year. Labour leader Keir Starmer says Rishi Sunak's failed to change what he calls 14 years of Tory economic decline. Consumer expert Harry Kind says the situation's bleak for many families.
We are seeing inflation come down. That will boost a lot of families' finances. But we can't, you know, lose the fact that there are people who are still struggling with energy costs being high, with food costs being high.
A murder investigation's been launched after a 16-year-old was stabbed to death in Bristol last night. Emergency services were called to the St Philip's area of the city at 6 p.m. but couldn't save him. A charity's warning of an explosion in hatred, with more than 4,000 anti-Semitic incidents recorded in the UK last year. The Community Security Trust says things have got worse since the conflict in Gaza broke out in October. These Jewish students in Leeds say they've noticed different behaviour.
Since October the 7th, every month, I think collectively as Jewish students, we feel that it's got a lot worse.
We knew what would happen, so everyone would start initially standing with Israel because they got attacked like that. But as with the way that it always is, as soon as Israel respond, the whole discourse and narrative changes.
Three people have been arrested following a fatal shooting at a parade celebrating Kansas City Chiefs' Super Bowl victory. One person's been killed following the attack in Missouri. There were three times as many flu patients in hospital in England every day last week compared to the same period last year. The number was almost 2,400. And former England captain Wayne Rooney is reportedly in talks to take part in a high-profile boxing match. He could get in the ring as part of an event run by YouTuber KSI. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, top temperature is going to be 16 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Quite bright in Brentwood at the moment, but not seeing too much of the sun, but it will be peeking through the clouds, going down to about 10 degrees overnight. That's your weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch and 10, right the way through to 1. Good morning to Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, who's listening out there. She's sounding, she says she's got a little bit of the snots at the moment, which I think is, a lot of people have got like little sniffly things going on, haven't they? Little sniffly things. Nice to see Meghan and Harry in the papers. The nice picture of it. It must be awful, actually. They get so much. I mean, I can't believe how much awful, awful press they get. And I was, when they got married, I think if you were like me, I was like, oh, I was so emotional. I thought I'd gone to the wedding myself. I thought it was fantastic. And I thought the four of them with Prince William and Kate, Princess Kate, I thought they were going to bring the royal family really to the forefront, and they just seem to be like the dream team. And I didn't even really think about Prince Charles becoming king because I was so looking at those young royals thinking, wow, this is what we need. You know? And it's all gone a bit wrong, hasn't it? I mean, I wasn't too impressed with his interview on Oprah, to be fair, and I wasn't the extracts from the book. I'm like, I don't know. But I really like Meghan. I thought she added a breath of fresh air. I don't know. But there's so much hatred. There is so much hatred in the press and on the news and things. It's just very peculiar. And I don't, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't read the press. I don't know. I mean, who'd want to do that everywhere you go? You've got this thing that people don't like you. It's horrible, isn't it, really? But I think, I liked them for the royal family. I thought they just, you know, added, the four of them, I just thought they were, like, really dynamic, and it was just bringing the royal family right bang up to date. But we'll see. Things can change. You just don't know, do you? They might come back in, you know. Who knows? You're going to have to excuse me. I'm coughing a little bit at the moment and coughing and sputtering because I have been sat at home mostly on the sofa for the last 12 days. So I've not actually been speaking to anybody. But there we go. Now, the guy that did my voiceover, this one.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Is actually the guy singing this.
Your mind that you've gone beyond a reasonable doubt.
It's in the way you talk, it's in the way you touch, and I need our turn. Hail my breath, cause I believe that you'll find me real, 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 real love. This is real, 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 real love. You give me that love, real love. You give me that love, real love. You give me that love, real love. You give me that love. This is
such a classic track, that is Clean Bandit featuring the one and only Jess Glynn. That classic, that's Real Love. We got some brand new track from Rocha coming up. And we've got my guest coming up with a book club. Sylvia Kent will be live in the studio with this month's book club. And also our guest writer is novelist Denise S. Johnson Mills. So looking forward to chatting to her as well about her debut romance novel, which is called Choosing Me. And as I said, I was watching Michael Douglas and Catherine Flopsy Bunny, forgotten her name, Turner, there we go, with the Jewel in the Nile, and then I started watching Romance in the Stone. It's just really good, like 1980s fun, and they both look so young in that. I really like it, actually. It's, if you've not seen it, it's a good film. I think it must have been out at the same time as that tune was really out. That was meant to be a Harrison Ford. Raiders of the Lost Ark. There we go. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Can't get my words out. I think it was out about the same time. I don't know which one was out first, actually. Should we have a little look? Let's have a look. Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think that might have been out in 1981, was it? Yes, it was. And Romancing the Stone was a similar kind of theme, wasn't it? And that was out in 1984. So you had the first one, which would have been Harrison Ford, and then Romancing the Stone came out, which was kind of similar. kind of similar kind of theme, wasn't it? Michael Douglas in his heyday. I really like... Michael, did you know, I was thinking about loads of Michael Douglas films, because he's one of those film stars that's done so many things. I think Basic Instinct was a brilliant film, because I like Sharon Stone. I think she's gorgeous. Love her. Really good actress as well. I'm just trying to think which one... Was it Falling Down, where he went to go to McDonald's to get breakfast and they stopped serving, and it was literally 1 minute past 11 o'clock in the morning, and then he kind of has this breakdown and goes berserk and everything. That was a good film, but he's done loads of great films. And sometimes it's nice to go back and have a look. I like going back and having a look at Robert Redford, like the old movie stars, and looking at some of the films from like the 60s and 70s, like Clint Eastwood films, who's still going strong in well into his 90s.
If we could have a world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got. Silver and gold, and everything people may dream of. But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough, could never be enough. Knowing you got someone And with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, cause we got all the love. We got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, you and me got more than just enough. From nobody, don't need loving, cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, cause we got.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now we've got a first play for Emily Gray. I discovered her on TikTok last year. Might even be the year before. She's a really talented young singer-songwriter. Do go and check her out, Emily Gray. And this track is called Parasite.
You're a parasite, creeping around in the night. You take what you can again and again. You don't care what's wrong or right. You're a parasite. I trusted you with every fiber in my soul. The days we spent together made my broken pieces whole. But slowly seasons change, you rearrange priorities. And with each passing day, you sucked the life right out of me. Cause you're a parasite, creeping around in the night. You take what you can again and again. You don't care if it's wrong or right. You're a parasite. You never cared for me at all. Flashbacks to your fingertips. skin. And I know, yeah, I know you're a parasite creeping around in the night. You take what you can again and again. You don't care if it's wrong or right. You're a parasite. Still in my head, but I won't let you win.
Is Emily Gray with Parasite. Brand new track there. Just coming out to 11:23.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And good morning if you're listening out there. John. Now, comedy night, Billericay Town FC, the new lodge at Blunt's Wall Lane. Performances by Mike McLean, James Ellis, Prakash Jurhan, hosted by Mad Adlington. Showtime is 8 p.m. Tickets are £15. And the details are all on the website or the wsphoenixfm.com. And that's Friday the 1st of March. So if you fancy a nice comedy night, you can go. There's plenty more on the events guide. Go to all the wsphoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here's a brand new one from Jennifer Lopez. This is Come Get Nice.
I just feel like, ooh, every time I see ya, I just, ooh, hey.
I feel like starting something. You got my engine running. You got the keys to turn me on and on. You got me accelerated. I wanna celebrate it. Can't nothing take me out my zone. It's on when it's right. Nothing else matters. Is this real life?
wants and just sits on his foot. So,
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
I don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub.
And I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like glass and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a can't be. So
no, I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time.
No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's trying, trying to holler at.
Don't show love.
Oh, yes, son.
I'm talking to you.
Wanna get with me with no money?
Oh, no. I don't want no one.
Scrub. No. Scrub. No, no.
You're so chic, do you well, lovely? Babies of the mountain, tree line, midnight, you can see the flaws. sweet too. Got to search for something new.
There we go. We had TLC with Scrubs, then Roxy Music. And this is Lucas Graham with 7 years. Something nice and cheerful. I've got Sylvia in the studio, and she's brought me in some flowers. I'm doing very well today with my strawberries and flowers.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady bigger. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. Dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Oh, what a lovely depressing song that is.
Once I was 7 years old.
Just in case you were feeling a little bit down, there we go. I've got my daffodils. I love daffodils from the one and only Sylvia Kent, who is in the studio. She's not on my screen. She's in the studio. So it's lovely to see her, always looking very glamorous and looking absolutely fine. Plus our guest writer, novelist as well, coming up too. So that's all coming up in the next 10 minutes or so. Before then, let's have a look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look on to the roads. There were issues on the M25 early this morning around Brook Street roundabout. Just going to see what's happening. Still a bit of a problem there. Queuing traffic, that's due to the earlier stalled lorry on the M25, anti-clockwise at junction 28, the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Congestion to a couple of miles before the junction 27 of the M11. All lanes have now reopened, so it's still a little bit busy. Brook Street roundabout itself seems to be flowing okay. A1023 into the High Street, no issues. That's flowing nicely. And the A12 again, and no issues there. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. There we go, just clearing my throat very nicely straight down the microphone. I didn't mean to do that quite as much as I just did. Now we've got some more music coming up for you. I thought I would have a little look into my folder, my 2024 folder, which is already absolutely chock-a-block with some amazing tracks. Now, Stefan Mahendra, I heard this track on TikTok and I absolutely loved it, so I thought I would play that next. It's called Would You Be Mine? Then coming up next, we've got Sylvia Kent live in the studio with this month's book club. We're going to be talking about the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, Billericay Readers and Brentwood Writers Circle. She's the president of the Brentwood Writers Circle as well. And also we'll have 60 Seconds of History.
Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. I don't mind, cause I know it better as two. I don't wanna go no, another day or night without your love. Oh baby, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time? Would you be mine? Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. And I don't care what anyone says, I know our love is true. I don't wanna go another day without your love. Oh baby, would you be mine? Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Can I be the
thank you.
Oh, he's got such a great voice. Love that. That's Stefan Mahendra there with Would You Be Mine. Not signed. I think he's done some gigs at the Jazz Cafe. Beautiful voice. Just coming up to 11:44. And I am delighted to be joined in the studio by the one and only Sylvia Kent. Hello, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Oh, it's lovely to have you in the studio, in the flesh.
Oh,
she is actually dressed as well, to say. But looking absolutely fine.
Put my jumper on this morning.
Looking very fetching in red. Now, Sylvia is the president of Brentwood Writer Circle, if you didn't know. She's also got Brentwood in 50 Buildings, plus lots of other books as well. She's always researching. She's always writing. She's also a fellow of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists in London and part of the readers groups here in Billericay and Brentwood. And she's a friend to a lot of up-and-coming authors as well. So it's great to see you in the studio.
Thank you. And you're my friend. I don't need an agent anymore, do I?
No, I don't know. She does ever so well. And thank you very much, because you brought in daffodils.
Yeah, daffs in the front garden.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Well, I was hoping for a bottle of wine, but you know.
I make you some.
Thank you. Sylvia is very well known for making chutneys and jams and wines food. And all the food and things food. Like that. So, but it's lovely to have you back in the studio, because it's been a good couple of years, hasn't
it? It's been about 4 years.
Yeah.
And you've had my funny spiky accent on Zoom because
yes.
Something's wrong with that.
Mm.
And you, one day you're going to come and sort it out for me.
Yes. But it's great to have you here in
Thank
the flesh.
You.
Now, we always kick off with the book club, and you go through a few different things like Society of Women Writers and Journalists. And then we have the 60-second history. And we also have a guest writer as well. We've got D.S. Johnson Mills in the studio, who is a novelist. And we're going to be chatting to her in a while. But I'll say hello.
Hello.
Lovely to meet you.
You too.
And is this your very first radio interview?
Yes, it is my very first radio interview.
That's all right. Don't worry. I've never lost a guest yet.
You haven't.
It will happen one day, obviously. They'll run out the studio screaming. But hopefully not today. So we're going to kick off with Sylvia.
Yes.
So tell us what you've been up to recently with Brentwood Writers and Billericay Readers.
Yes, well, quite a lot, because we have some new members at Brentwood. Very thrilled that Denise and Bradley have come a couple of times. We have other writers coming from North Essex. They make the journey, even Suffolk. So we're increasing, as we lost so many people during COVID and couldn't meet. And Zoom's okay, it worked, but it's nothing beats meeting you know, face to face. Oh, that's the name of my next book, Face to Face.
Now what is this going to be? Because you've not told me this.
Yeah, well, only one of the publishers that I work with, when I mentioned some of the people I've met over the past, starting with Enid Blyton, which does put years on me. That was maybe 70 years ago. And lots of other people. We have an archbishop and we have the Beatles. I've met them, Lulu, quite a lot of musical people. Obviously, lots of people in the literary world, and because of being connected with Essex Book Festival for 20 years, something like that. So, yes, it's face-to-face, but it's a working title, and I've got to work really hard and get permissions from people, including Parliament, because I worked in Parliament for many, many years, for Hansard.
Yes.
So at least I can write fast and type fast, which is an asset, isn't it?
Yes, you did tell us once about the story of you being in a lift with Tony Blair. Is that going in the book?
Oh,
possibly.
It may.
Yeah.
One of the things I have to do is get, not permission, but, I don't know, just being polite. And obviously I've got lots and lots of photographs, which is why it was suggested that I do a book. Adam Faith and people like that, lovely, lovely people. And we said we weren't going to use the old word, but it does help. Nothing to be frightened of getting old if you can keep fit. And that's what it's all about. But in between, we have the reading group at Billericay. And every month they sort out some wonderful books. And I'm reading Jojo Moyes at the moment, who last night's film on BBC One was can't remember the name of it, but a great, great film, great author, who comes from Essex. And I review books, and I always insist that they be Essex people. So that goes on the page. Who else? I write for various people in Romford, the Romford Recorder. And I love history, and that comes out in the stuff I write. So there we go. Yeah.
And what about the Society of Women Writers and Journalists? What's happening with the group at the moment?
Birthdays, 130 years on May the 1st in Westminster. I'm hoping our friends here may come along to the lunch to celebrate. We've got some wonderful people. Our president is Floella Benjamin.
Yes.
I'm the vice president, by the way. You get these jobs, you know, cleaning up, making coffee.
If you're of a certain age, Floella Benjamin was on Play School.
And my children, who are now in their 50s, remember her.
Yes.
And she is wonderful. Mm. Looks wonderful. Got so much energy. I don't know if she does yoga, but probably she does.
Yeah. And she's a writer as well. She's a writer.
Yep. She's done some
wonderful
books.
Is it children's books?
Yes,
that's it, yeah.
Yes, she's got a new book coming out, and we'll hear about that. And you can look at our website, www.sww.co.uk, a simple little address, but there's loads of stuff on there that is useful to new writers and people that have been going for some while. Yeah, so we've got that coming up. Brentwood Writers Circle, new people coming in, new books coming out that we try to help get them publicised. And we've got a big meeting coming up in March. Yeah. So that's, again, all on websites. I'm afraid to keep mentioning that, but that's the way that you can make contact easily. So that's that, yeah.
And that's then Brentwood Writer Circle is helps so many up-and-coming writers, and you can get involved and people can have a look at your work, because sometimes it's a quite lonely business,
yes,
writing, especially when you're starting off. So
yes,
to actually go along, and you're a president there as well,
yes,
of the Brentwood Writer,
yes,
Circle, and there are a really friendly bunch of people.
They try, you know, we try to meet them at the door and bring them in. Lots of people are very, very nervous about their work because they have no idea of the quality.
Yeah.
But, I will find somebody that will do whatever, romance. This afternoon I've got a little group, science fiction, which I don't touch at all. But we've got people coming, and you would have come had you come back home with me for lunch, but
yes,
next month.
Yes, at the moment I'm not contagious, by the way, to my guests in the studio. I'm absolutely fine, but it's the first day back after 12 days, so trying not to cough on anyone, but I'm fine.
No.
The lurgy has gone.
Yeah, and it's lovely to see you.
And you too, looking splendid as always. Now we are going to be talking to our guest in a little while. I'll be coming up probably just after the news. We've got a novelist, D.S. Johnson Mills, in the studio, looking absolutely glamorous. You're in the red, Sylvia, and you're in the yellow.
Yeah.
And gold. I'm wearing black. I shouldn't really wear black.
Yeah,
I need a bit of colour on me. My mum always says that doesn't suit me. Now, we're going to do the 60 Seconds of History, which is a feature that you do every month. You pick out a different bit of history and you do your 60 seconds.
But I don't always manage it, do I? I usually, I can go over. Let's see how we get on anyway.
Well, we've got another two guests in the studio, so if you both would like to count, and if she goes over, we don't give her a round of applause.
Swat me with a daffodil.
Yeah. So what's the 60-second history?
Well, for those who know Brentwood, or maybe just they're new to it, perhaps they'd like to know about a little place that used to be up the road a bit. So tell me when to start.
Go when you like.
Brentwood has changed a lot since the 70s, with huge changes in our high street to shops and small firms. On the corner of Weald Road and Western Road, there was once a lovely little plant nursery called Hillcrest Nurseries, run by friends of mine who moved the business to Herongate. It's still a very successful plant nursery. The old Hillcrest business in Weald Road became a body fitness club, but that closed. Weald Road is the address of our Bardswell Social Club, and was little more than a footpath across fields reaching the high street by a narrow alley beside a dairy. The main route to South Weald was via Tower Hill, that famous wealthy local family who lived at Weald Hall, which was pulled down in 1951. Beyond the nursery is Western Gardens, formerly known as Stone Yard, where people lived in terraced cottages. No electricity, no sewage, no... They used springs and pumps. The end.
Hey, I did very good. So you're a little bit more...
Did I get...
No, it's fine. It was really good.
A minute?
No, you always sound so good on radio. Now you're in the studio, I'm a bit jealous again. Because you've got a great radio voice. You really have, yeah. And still passionate about what you do as well,
which is
amazing.
And I do get paid.
Yes, exactly. She doesn't do anything for free, does our Sylvia. Now, it's just coming out to 11:54. We are going to be coming back after the news with our guest writer. It's novelist D.S. Johnson-Mills. And we're going to be talking about her new... It's a debut romance novel called Choosing Me. And also, she's got a second book in the go as well. So we're going to be having a chat with her about her book and where she got the inspiration from and loads more about writing as well. And also inspiring some of you guys out there, because I know there's lots of people that listen that feel they have a book and maybe have not actually put pen to paper. So we'll find out how our guest got involved and started writing and everything else from that, because it isn't just writing a book, it's getting it out there for other people to... read.
It's a new world.
Yes. And exciting. Doesn't mean it's a bit like music. It doesn't mean you can self-publish. You can, you know, put stuff out there and get people to read what you've put together. It's a great great world at the moment for getting out there on your own. Now, it's just coming up to 11:55. We've got some ads, and then I think what will take us up to the news is a little bit of OMD. So be back right after this.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM. on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.